But now it means nothing. The echoes are gone in the hall, but I still remember the pain of December. Oh, there isn't one thing left you could say. I'm sorry.
That opening song was sung by a beautiful girl who makes beautiful music, but she sold her soul. Yes, she sold her soul. I've seen the signs, and this is what happens to so many good people wanting fame and fortune. We've seen it too often in every field: medicine, entertainment, politics, research, and many people say you always have to pay the price to get ahead. Or do you? Do you really have to sell your soul to be successful? I don't think so. You are listening to Dr. Johnny, the Master Survivor, bringing you the truth about our world and providing the tools to help you survive and thrive. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. Like I said, a beautiful song, a beautiful girl. It's too bad she sold her soul to the devil. Her name is Avril Lavigne. But today, names don't matter anymore, do they? With Avril, you see the signs and the symbols that she has to display to be in the Satanic Club to be successful. You know, like on one of her albums, it has her picture with raccoon eyes makeup. That's right, raccoon eyes makeup. That's a sure giveaway signal symbol that you can also see, you know, if you look at, even on that video, you look at her arms, she has skull and bones tattoos on her arms. Well, that's another dead giveaway. Just like Celine Dion, you know, I loved some of the music she does, but she sold her soul. You know, they're good people wanting to do a good thing, but they've been, you know, convinced that in order to be successful, you have to sell your soul. Well, Johnny doesn't think so. And, you know, there's many Luciferian signs, you know, on all this, and that's part of where it all begins. You have to show to the world that, you know, to everybody else in the club, that you're part of the club so you can keep your fame and fortune going. You see, they have to display the symbols right out in the open to stay in the club of fame and fortune. The skull and bones tattoo is a no-brainer, but the raccoon eyes, like Lady Gaga, who has worn raccoon eyes in public, is also a dead giveaway because they want to normalize satanic rituals like pedophilia and the abuse of little children. Now you may be thinking, I can't believe Dr. Johnny's talking about all this, you know, on a Sunday and on a holiday and on our New Year's. But my message to you right now is very clear. Get used to it because it's horrible, as I've said, but you must understand it, because this is going on right now in America, and the white hats are tearing that apart. They're getting Satan out of our country. The deep state and the dim leaders are all involved in this. They've tried to steal the presidential election in order to steal our country. Now this is a war, and their biggest defense is to deny everything. Even the child sacrifice and pedophilia and cannibalism of children and all that kind of thing, as horrible as it is. Because, see, if someone were to accuse someone of them of that in public, then they just say, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. That's such a horrible thing. No one does that. You're just crazy. I'm not involved in any of that, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, the media is on their side, and that echo chamber is there for their support. You have to understand this. It's going on right now. It's been going on. And this is what they do. This is what we're finding when we drain the swamp right here in USA. And it's happening right now. To get our country back, we have to get the Satanists out. When the special forces teams rescued these kids from the satanic nest underground, these children have been so abused that they have black circles all around their eyes. This only comes from reoccurring trauma over and over again, and literally takes years of rehabilitation for those black eyes to go away. This is why they instruct the movie and music stars to have the raccoon eyes on display for the public to see. They want to normalize their abuse of children along with the filth and demoralization that they want to promote and make normal in our society. You know, they want to make this horror a new normal. Now, there's a specific reason why I'm bringing all this up right now. Number one, I do like many of Celine Dion's songs, like the Titanic movie score song that she sang. I like that. I like a lot of Avril Lavigne's music, like I played in the beginning. It's all good music. They want to do a good thing, but, you know, they had to be part of the club to, you know, on the side, they do their, you know, favorite little songs. And but, you know, all these people, they get, when once they get sucked in, you know, it's like Tom Hanks. He's a pedophile, okay? But I like the Green Mile movie. I like Forrest Gump. These are, you know, these are great songs. These are great films. These stars really tried in the beginning to do a good job. But you have to understand their overlords, these elites, when once they sucked them in, you know, and they sign that contract, they tell you, yes, we will make you a big star. You will make millions of dollars as long as you do us a few favors along the way. And that's how it starts out. Then your name will be in lights, but the main part of the deal is you have to do us a few favors along the way. So, but, you know, folks, you never leave the club. Your membership is for life. It's worse than the mob. It's worse than being in the mafia. And, you know, it's like one favor after another, and then it just escalates. You know, as you become more famous, you know, you make more money, and soon you're doing things that you thought you would never do. When you start complaining, they give you more drugs to feel better. So then everything, you know, and, you know, day after day and week after week, it all just sort of runs together into a big blur. When you really feel lost, your promoter and managers just tell you, hey, this is the price of doing business. But don't worry, we can take care of everything. You're paying us, so we'll take care of everything. All you have to do is keep singing and just learn your lines and do the next blockbuster. Why are you complaining? You're now a household name. This is what you wanted, right? And they go, well, yes. Okay. Stop complaining. Let me do my job. You do your job. Write a new song. And boom, they're sucked in and they're in for life. You might wonder why I understand this so well. Oh, I do. Well, I've seen friends fall under this spell. Like I've said so many times, they got sucked in, and I've seen some family members fall in this spell. They're not here with us today, unfortunately. I won't go into that, but I've been approached by many of these same types of people, even the mid-level people selling their books and doing their health fairs. And they used to tell me, in order to make it, you have to get successful first. You know, selling whatever you can to get good income. You know, get that going first, and then you can always go back and do the ethical work. This is what they told me, you know, and later, when you have the means to do it, you can do whatever you want to do. I've heard this line so many times, but see, I've seen people go down that road, whether it's in the music business, whether it's in the health business, whether, you know, no matter what, they go down that road, and pretty soon, you know, they have gone further than they thought they would go because they, you know, one thing leads after another. And like I said, you know, when I was out on my tours years ago, you know, doing my book tours and doing my speeches, and I heard that line so many times when I was out and, you know, working with the big boys, and they offered me to do, you know, the TED Talk, and they offered to get me on international television, which I did a few spots. I did a few spots on London television. And you would probably think, gosh, Johnny, a TED Talk, why didn't you do that? Well, one reason is I did not want to pay the $6,000 fee at the time. It's a lot more now. I mean, that's highway robbery. And, you know, but the good news is I never got pulled in. And as a nation, we, the Patriots, taking our country back right now, and we're winning the war that's been, you know, and this has been, you know, before too long, at least In America, these satanic practices, for the most part, will come to an end. Trust me, they will. On October 1st, Trump just signed a provision that will open up and activate the FEMA camps. Oh, yeah. All around the USA. And I'll give you details more about that on next Sunday's show. You know, this mitigation act that he just signed. You know, and there are many things going on behind the scenes. So I'm trying to tell you, there's going to be some arrests that you hear about in the future. And it's going to come out, some people that you never thought, you never ever suspected were involved in these satanic practices. It's going to start coming out. Because, folks, there's a lot going on. And just know there's a massive offensive also going on in Europe against the Octagon Group. And this overthrow aims to finish off the Nazi Fourth Reich, another part of the Satanic Club. You know, as far as being a massive effort, it is. And this massive offensive is currently underway, aimed at finishing off the Swiss-based Octagon Group and putting an end to their Nazi Fourth Reich as ongoing. It's ongoing as we speak right now. The executives of the pharmaceutical companies, the heads of medical associations, and other people associated with the COVID-19 terror and vaccine campaign are on the high priority targets in that Octagon Group. The Swiss will be asked to hand over all the Octagon Group leaders or face complete destruction of their country, according to the Gnostic Illuminati sources. This is a war, folks. And it's not just going on in this country. Right now, I'm talking about Switzerland. The COVID-19 Gladio operation is Swiss Octagon, and Gladio is a compartment inside it. MI sources confirm this means that a global mass murder campaign has been orchestrated out of Switzerland. This has been going on for years, which is why such radical measures are being taken right now. They want to put a halt to their terror that they pulled off for so many years. But be warned, though, the Octagon Group is the de facto Politburo of the it's about a multi-million person strong Khazaran mafia, and they do not intend to go quietly into the night. They're evil, smart, shifty, shrewd, intelligent people. But one NSA source says there's intel indicating that the Khazarian mafia actors are now plotting against Trump's call for patriots to converge on Washington, D.C. on January 6th. The source warns that it could become a deadly trap. If patriots want to help, they should consider acting locally against politicians, doctors, and pushing lockdowns, you know, pushing back against the lockdowns and COVID-19 vaccinations. Now, I have good news for people going to Washington. I encourage anybody to go to support the president. But the good news is there's the First Amendment Patron organization, along with the Bikers for Trump, along with several, you know, the Oath Keepers. They're all going to be there to protect the patriots. So I'm not worried about the Khazarian mafia right now, because they've got their hands tied up with what's going on presently right now in Switzerland. And that's the reason it's going on right now, so they can't pull this operation against the patriots on the 6th. They're being rounded up right now in Switzerland to keep them from performing. I'll be right back after these messages with details you don't want to miss.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Listening to The Master Survivor, and I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. Folks, if you still believe in all that COVID fear propaganda being churned out all day long by the corporate propaganda media, here's some fact-checking you can do. The Chinese Bioweapons Laboratory in Wuhan, China, where the so-called COVID virus originated, is owned by the Soros Foundation, as can be seen from foundation filings with the FSEC. This same foundation owns the vaccine makers. The Soros Foundation is a front for the Khazarian Mafia. The other thing people need to be reminded of is that Western medicine is based on military medicine and has a military hierarchy. If doctors do not obey orders, they lose their medical license. The orders come from medical associations controlled by the Khazarian Mafia. Russian FSB sources confirm that some of the COVID-19 vaccines now being pushed contain microchips. We're now trying to decode many of them. one Russian FSB source says, microchips. However, reaching to each new atrocity by the Khazari Mafia is not enough, which is why major offensive operations continue, and now the Russians, the U.S., Israelis, as well as other special forces are actively hunting down all the executives associated with this medical terrorism being carried out in the West, mostly in the G7 group of Khazari Mafia slave countries. Even propaganda news outlets like the Washington Post admit the largest National Guard mobilization since World War II is taking place in our country right now. Of course, they're trying to spin it as fighting the pandemic, but in reality, it's fighting the Khazari Mafia. And another sign, it's not business as usual. Land and sea borders have been sealed in Japan, Saudi Arabia, Brazil, and the U.S., and other countries in order to contain and capture any insurgent and subversive forces. But that does not stop the enemies within. Does anybody find it odd that the Dominion voting machines were moved to Nashville this past week earlier, and to be audited by AT&T, which just so happens to be the same place where the bombing happened? The means and the actors involved in the election fraud and in the attendant Nashville bombing chose the device used in the Nashville attack was a 250-pound small detonator diameter bomb, which they say SDB, deployed by the MQ-9 Reaper drone, preferred by the CIA. That's their favorite drone. This is why the airspace was shut down over Nashville after the explosion. They wouldn't have had to shut down the airspace if the RV was the cause of the explosion. The streak seen across the closed caption TV footage of the event comes from the missile leaving the stealth mode of the drone and recalibrating aim and then accelerating before impact and detonation. The attack traces back to China, to their special forces, and to CIA black hats with their stealth predators and the stealth missile contractor teams. The motive was they wanted to stop the AT&T contract from the forensic audit of the Dominion voting machines. Investigative journalist Marianne Heinen dug into the building's history and found out that its former owner was the Kribus Capital, a private equity group made up of the Carlyle Group veterans like William Kennard. He's also Bill Clinton's FEC chairman and Obama's ambassador to the EU. Oh yeah, they're all in this together. In December 2019, the Kribus Capital Management acquired Dominion Voting Systems, and Kribus was run by the Staple Street executives, and that's Joe Biden's brother-in-law, Steve Owens, is the co-founder of the Staple Street executives, along with William Kennard. And that the supercomputer in Tennessee was connected to the AT&T internet in Nashville, and the cooling system, which uses water from the Cumberland River, was compromised due to internet outage, and supercomputer was fried. But don't worry, everything got back online, so nothing was lost. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Play Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
To the Master Survivor, and I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. So, folks, this explosion in Nashville didn't really accomplish everything they wanted it to. Don't worry, everything's still fine. They've got the Dominion evidence. But the explosion just so happened to be at the AT&T location of the cooling system, and that housed the Dominion systems and hard drives for the forensic audits. This was a devious plan between domestic terrorists in the Justice and Congress and in the Senate. This includes Mitch McConnell, whose wife's sister is married to Xi Jinping's. Fortunately, it did not work. That's right. Mitch McConnell's wife's sister is married to President Xi Jinping of China. But fortunately, their plan did not work, and the White Hats were in charge, and the investigation and audit of the Dominion system is ongoing and revealing the smoking gun. And we can tie this operation back to China even further. Remember, I've talked about the Akami earlier on another show and revealed that Sidney Powell had an affidavit from cybersecurity that the election data could be transmitted to China, and that the testimony pointed out that the Dominion's voting machine was cooperating with the Akanami in the contact delivery network provider, and that's capable of transmitting U.S. data, election data, to the Akanami servers in Germany and in China. Remember, I also talked about the raid in Germany, so they got that as well. So the latest research shows that a smart device in Georgia also sent U.S. presidential election information to China. And election security expert Russell Ramsland made the statement in an interview with the Epoch Times, Simone Gao, on December 24th. And according to that report, a smart device in a table-making room in Georgia could communicate with the boarding and server and sent ballot information all the way to China as well. A Microsoft engineer has followed up and verified this information that a smart thermostat was in the room and was connected to the Internet of Things, as first reported by Patrick Byrne in a video that I reported on a previous show on the Steele Report, on the Steele Truth, which has since then been taken down off YouTube. Byrne said that the forensics showed that a Dominion machine in a swing state connected to wireless network in the thermostat and voting data was sent to China via the internet providers of a corporation already embroiled in a scandal involving officials in the same state. It can be easily deducted that Byrne was referring to a machine in Georgia connected to the IPs associated with the Huawei, and that Ron Huffenberger, the brother of Georgia's Secretary of State, works as the chief technical officer of Huawei Enterprise Storage Systems, which is based in Shenzhen, China, and is owned by the CCP. Byrne said that the set of IPs and the pictures itself documents everything that we need to verify. They got it all, folks. In addition, the Joint Terrorism Task Force, the JTTF, has evidence that Georgia Governor Brian Kemp and Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger received bribes from the Chinese government to manipulate the election results. If I can do this, so I can, you know, if I can do this, so can the Department of Justice, so can the FBI, and if they were all real, the FBI and DOJ are done. I mean, they're done. If they can do all that, so can the Department of Justice and FBI, and the FBI and Department of Justice are done. You can keep saying that you're the preeminent law enforcement organization in the world, but Johnny has to tell you, you know, that your days are numbered. You can say it to each other, but nobody believes you anymore. You've been destroyed from within, and pretty soon you're going to be destroyed publicly. The CIA is the same thing. You're done, folks. You know, the special forces, what they call the CIA, they call them clowns in action. To them, that's what the CIA stands for. They can't wait till the CIA is finished. By the 5th of January, the CIA won't be doing much of anything. I guarantee you. They're finished. And all the institutions they're involved in are finished because they can't use them anymore. They've all been taken away from them. So for all you politicians out there listening to this show too, you're destroying yourselves. China is not going to reward you for this in the end. They're going to do what the communists always do. They're going to kill all their useful idiots. Look at history. This is what's going to happen to you. So Wednesday afternoon, as the Georgia Senate held a hearing on the election fraud and the state simultaneously held a runoff, right during this hearing, they had a runoff election for their U.S. senators. The election was hacked by the hearing's witness, Jovan Pulitzer, while the fraud was in progress and the evidence was presented right then and there in the hearing. He says, I've broken into the system. I'm auditing it right now. At that very moment, at the polling location within the county, not only do we now have access to all your devices, to the poll pad, the system, but we're totally in, said Pulitzer and his team, which had easily hacked their way into the Dominion voting machine via Wi-Fi connection. It's not supposed to have Wi-Fi. That's illegal. It's not supposed to be able to happen, but we've documented it. We've done it. We're telling you right now we're doing it. This is right during their hearing, which is simultaneously during the same time they had the runoff election. So he said, and he reported right to them during the session, they were like dropping their jaws on the ground. They couldn't believe what they're hearing. It's communicating in two ways in real time, meaning it's receiving data and sending data, and it's going on right now where everybody's voting, and we just wanted to get it on the record and let you know that we're in. We can, if we want to change votes, we can. And he says, I won't disclose the location because every location is being checked, but now we've confirmed it 100%, and you've heard in the past that it's coming through the thermostat stuff. This right now is more direct access, more than just the modem in the thermostat, the transmitter in the thermostat. So we've got it. We're right in the polling pad, he said. And happily, this prompted the Georgia Senate Judiciary Subcommittee to unanimously pass a motion to audit Fulton County absentee ballots. So in the video, the international man of mystery, there's so much stuff. I want to just try to give you the best nuggets of what's going on. And I want to tell you about this internet man of mystery, this video done by Juan Savin, who joins John Chambers in Making Sense of the Madness. That's his show. I watched this whole thing. I took notes. I wanted to bring you some of the high points of that to discuss the magnitude and implications of the steal of the 2020 elections by a criminal class. So, we're reversing the coup that actually had its origins all the way back to the assassination of John F. Kennedy even beforehand. And at the time of the assassination, President Kennedy was in the process of dismantling and threatening to dismantle the stranglehold of the CIA and other operations in their government. And that was a threat to this agency and the people behind it, and they were using it like their own private military. I mean, folks, the CIA had carte blanche. They do whatever they want. They run drugs. They can bump off, and assassinate a world leader. And then they'd hire... They order special forces to do it. Folks, let me tell you, that's all coming in. And so the coordination between other intelligence agencies, they did that too with the British MI6, with the Mossad, with the German intelligence, and all of them were working together on a number of projects, and they considered what Kennedy was doing to be a threat to them. Well, the military is behind President Trump, so maybe he'll stay alive because you know what they did to Kennedy. So, but who's the real enemy here, folks? Are these people who want to have him forced to go forward with a crooked election and obviously fraudulent numbers by the machines and being controlled from within? I mean, Trump, his own White House is telling him that he should concede. That's how deep the swamp is. That was this past week. I mean, Sidney Powell, Patrick Byrne verified that. They all said it in front of him. Oh, you can't do that. You should concede and blah, blah, blah. This was like Mark Meadows and his own chief of staff there. United States, the military, is behind President Trump. Thank God. And all these people who want to force him out and go forward with a crooked election with obviously fraudulent numbers by machines that are being controlled from outside the United States, in Pakistan, in Germany, in Spain, in China, in Iran. All these various places have their pieces into it and their controlling parts, including the intelligence agencies. Now, remember, when the dossier came out, you know, that was the Russian collusion and how, you know, Trump had, you know, this big honey fest with two, you know, Russian honeypots. You know, that started this whole thing about Russian collusion, and all that came out of London. Folks, when I keep saying this is 1776 all over again, just like Lynn Wood, you know, these British are the ones actually behind it. Tavistock Institute and the City of London, you know, it didn't really come out of Russia, this whole collusion thing and the whole dossier and everything. It came out of MI6. It's a fake dossier. The British MI6 were working directly with the CIA and the FBI and the MI5. They're all involved, and these agencies were working against President Trump and the elite behind them were, you know, helping them, and the globalists with the global plan for this pandemic is a plan by the globalists to enslave us all forever. It's another Pearl Harbor, another 9/11, another Gulf of Tonkin, but much worse. And much worse than on top of that, it's all fake. The pandemic's fake. The virus is real, but the pandemic and the epidemic is fake. And if you're going to allow to keep this in place and to keep it going, and Trump says, hell no, we're going to get rid of all this. So in a July 2018 press conference of an anonymous witness in the Seth Rist murder case, he was known as Luke, and he was poo-pooed by the mainstream, but Luke, he was reported by WikiLeaks and everything. That's his code name, Luke, okay? But Luke's account of Rod Rosenstein being inside the DNC and the RNC servers, both the Democratic National Committee servers and the Republican National Committee servers, Rod Rosenstein was involved with that in his altering of the documents therein, being the kingpin of the Beltway honeypot operation in order to control everyone, was a very accurate assessment by Luke. You didn't hear much from Rod Rosenstein today, have you? Well, he's scared and hiding, folks, because he knows it's all coming down. So in that account, Luke and that of Rosenstein did not authorize Seth's murder. Then, you know, then it certainly he knew about it. Even if Rosenstein didn't authorize Seth Rich's murder, he certainly knew about it and knew who did it. So the motive was to keep a lid on it, you know, on the DNC email breach, because it could reveal the Department of Justice and the Republicans tampering and altering of the DNC's emails through the course of the Obama administration. Also, it would reveal that they began spying on Hillary's private server almost from the moment it went live. So, folks, we're dealing with a criminal class. It doesn't matter, Democratic, Republican. This global criminal class that will not stop at anything. Do you remember the Hunter Biden porn videos and the other compromised politicians? There's a cache of defense contractor videos that will come out soon. Oh, folks, you haven't seen nothing yet. It's all coming out. Your military defense infrastructure has been compromised by people, by executive class, who have those private relationships and have been giving away secrets to China and specifically in other countries throughout through their agents in China, and including Mexico. That's right. That's coming, folks. These Chinese agents working in Mexico, and when it does, it's going to rock your world when you find out what's really going on. But don't think for a second that the deep states are going to get away with this. They're going to they're going to back down because it's going to happen. It's happening right now. The whole world is coming down around them. And you'll see it soon, folks. I'm telling you, I've heard from my soldier friends and things that are going on, just little snippets. Well, don't tell anybody, but this, and I'm not going to tell you anymore. You know, this and this and this. Oh, I'm not. I said, no kidding. They said, no kidding, but I'm not telling anymore. So, you know, and I'm like, okay. But right now, it's all about picking a lane, choosing a side. The president was put on a call. We need some help. He put out the call. Americans, show up on the 6th of July. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Survivor, And I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. And we got to stand by our president, folks. Now's the time. Whatever you hear about Donald Trump, don't just stick by him, stick with him. He needs our help. If you can, show up in Washington, D.C. on the 5th and 6th. That's what he needs right now. He needs our voices heard. You know, when Congress goes in to vote on January 6th. So no matter what you hear about Donald Trump, you know, just try to support him right now, because we need, this is our 1776 moment. You will be safe in the Washington Mall there. There's no problem. We have lots of the Patreon, First Amendment Patreons will be there. The Oath Keepers are going to be there. Bikers for Trump going to be there. There's going to be, no, it doesn't matter if the police are there or not. You don't have to worry about Antifa. It's going to be fine. But just know it's going to be a hard pill to swallow when, you know, Congress, you know, hears that crowd yelling USA and stop the steal and everything. And they can't, you know, even inside the congressional building, you know, the Capitol building, they're going to hear it. I mean, when you got, you know, I think there's going to be 1 million people show up. So when 1 million people are all yelling stop the steal, it's going to be phenomenal. And that's what we need. We need to take our country back. So we need, you know, Trump needs to know we're all in and behind him to reverse the coup that was perfected, in 1963. That's when they started and they perfected it. Right down, you know, we're going to take our country back. We've all been victims. We've all been living under the shadow of these events, and it's traumatizing. It's an MK Ultra traumatizing event, this whole COVID thing and this whole election steal. And we've been held hostage. I get it. And, you know, we've held back from our future that we were promised. I get it. You know, the generation is timing out. I get it. But we're not going to let the next generation have to suffer, because we're going to stick together. We as Americans are going to stand up and get rid of these Satanists and get them out of our country. We're not going to let it happen, folks. We're going to fix this. We're going to leave it better than we found it. And as part of that process, you know, there's a little pain ahead, but we got to go through it. We got to face the demons. We got to face Satan. We got to face it to get them out. You know, so right now you choose between good or evil. Choose Trump and you'll be choosing the good side. Trump supporters need to come to D.C. on the 6th. And if you don't have the military, if we get voted against, then we have the military option, and Trump's going to make sure our country's taken back anyway. Well, we need to do it in a peaceful way. So let's do it peacefully. I'll be right back.
For 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.